Hello, this is Alexander K., manager and co-founder of mycolombianwife.com. First of all, bear with me, English is not my main language. I'm originally from Germany, married with a Colombian wife since 2011, and owner of mycolombianwife.com. In today's episode, we are going to talk about single tours. What can you expect from single tours? What are single tours? Also called romance tours. Well, first of all, you have to know single tours are nothing new. They have been around since the 90s. And, well, the concept of single tours are getting to know foreign women, like in Russia or in the Ukraine, foreign women that are supposedly looking for a foreign husband. So, but the reality of these single tours is very different, actually. Well, where do I start? First of all, you have to know, okay, at single tours there are usually like 10 to 15 guys and about 70 women. It sounds pretty good, you know, 70 women. A lot of women, no? Many women, and only 15 guys. So many guys think, oh, this is a very good offer because there are so many women, the chances will be so high that there will be women that are going to be interested in me. Yes. But first of all, you should know most women that attend these events, these are really events, are not really interested in marriage or in a serious relationship with a foreign guy. They just attend these events for the drinks, for dancing around with foreign guys. What they do at these events, they really just put some music on. And it's like some kind of party, you know, where you can dance with some ladies, and there's also an interpreter, and you can talk to them and all that. But you should know the important thing to consider is that even if there are many, many women, there is no guarantee that there will be women interested in you. Yes? So this is the most important thing to consider. And on the other hand, there's no guarantee that there will be women there that meet your criteria. Yes, because here at mycolombianwife.com, we are a personal matchmaking service. Many men come to us that have a special criteria. Men that are looking for women without kids or maximum one kids, with English skills, for Christian women, and all kinds of special criteria. If you go to a singles tour or bromance tour, you cannot ask these hosts or the providers for these kind of criteria, because there will be just random women, yes? And most of these women, well, they are not really interested in a relationship, like with older men, they're really not interested, yes? In my career as a matchmaker, now for 8 years, I have talked with so many men that have done these single tours several times, like 5 to 10 times in a row. They are just guys who, well, they think at the first time they didn't get lucky, so they go to the next singles tour and to the next and to the next. But they are still single. Yes. So really my main point here is that the success rate of these single tours is extremely low, no matter what the single tours providers may want to make you believe. Yes, the success rate is extremely low because they are random women. And they don't show these random women the photos and the information of these guys who will attend these events. Yeah, because you're basically you're paying just to attend a party which lasts 1 or 2 hours, just for like an entry fee. That's basically what you're paying for. So they don't ask these women, do you want to get to know these guys? Are you interested in these guys? And so on and so on. So in most cases, well, especially the attractive ladies that will be present there, they will not be interested in the much older men that are present at these single tours. Yes. Like especially in the Ukraine, you know, single tours in Ukraine or Russia, the girls there who look like models, they have higher expectations regarding foreign men. Yes, they are like, well, they are not only after money. In the first case, they are after money. Like, I've talked to a guy who went to a single tours in the Ukraine, and when he got there at the event, the first thing he was asked by one of these women, how much do you make? And then based on the responses, they consider if they might continue talking to you or not. But it's not only about the money, at least for the Ukraine women, because they are also looking for men that are not that old, for instance, that are, if they are 30 or something like that, they're looking for a man that are maximum 45, 47, something like that. So these single tours providers are misleading vast majority of guys that in believing that all these women that look like top models are interested in just any foreign guy. That's simply not true. And in order to make them go to the Ukraine, they have certain strategies who are scams. Well, one strategy is like the strategy that a very famous single tours provider is using is the following. They're using a free registration system, and then you can talk to these Russian models on their website for just $10 a message. So it doesn't sound like a lot, it's just $10 to send a message, but well, most guys that use this kind of service, they spend about $5,000 to $10,000 in 4 to 8 months. Yes, well, this is very, very common. Most important to consider there is that the guys, they are not talking with the models they see on their profile picture. They're talking just to some guy. So this is what I call a scam. And they're using this strategy in order to sell their tours. So if they spend a certain amount in what they call credits, well, when you join these kind of websites, you have to exchange your real money into credits. This is a strategy they're using because so many guys, they very easily lose control of how much they're spending. That's why they're using this kind of scam technique. But really, I have to repeat, you're not talking to the women you see there on the website. It's not them talking to you. That's the most important thing to consider here. And then after you spend a certain amount of money on this website, you're paying towards the tour fee. And that's one technique they're using to make you fly into a war zone like Ukraine and to meet, to attend these events. Yeah, because their main business are these events. And well, yes. Well, another technique they're using, they will just tell you, show you some pictures of Russian models and tell you, yes, she's interested, this one and this one and this one is interested, you can meet them at our event. And that seems to be enough for most guys to do this, yes? But again, the success rate of these single tours is extremely low. This is just a business for them. This is really just a business to generate easy money. Well, of course, they have to host this kind of event, inviting 70 women and all that, but it's not so much effort. You know, for instance, compared with a personal matchmaking service, an upper-class matchmaking service, well, that costs about $10,000 or so. This is a match. It would be a service just for one man, not 15 men at once. Just one man, and at this service, they also consider your special criteria, ideally, and that's. Yeah, that is for what you're paying for. And of course, our matchmaking service, it doesn't cost 10 grand. It costs much less. But because we have a very high demand, and at the moment, like we're still offering the matchmaking service for a very low fee. So, but again, yeah, you have to consider, well, there's a lot of effort involved in order to provide a good quality matchmaking service, a good honest matchmaking service to someone. There are many people involved that have to do certain tasks, that have to contact many, many women and all that. So, a personal matchmaking service is has a much higher value for you. If you are seeking a wife, a foreign wife, but it has to be honest. That's the most important thing. And they have to consider your special criteria and all that. So. Well, I think single tours, romance tours, are something very outdated. To me, this is something from the past. It still works. It still generates a lot of money to these scammers. But, well, they are really scammers for me because they are misleading guys into believing that this single tour will help them to find a wife. But the odds are very low that you actually will find a wife there. And I can absolutely tell you that with absolute certainty. Because I have talked to hundreds of men in the last 8 years that have done these single tours. And not just once, many times in a row they have spent large amount of money in these tours and they don't get any results from it. So really the best bet is a personal matchmaking service. an honest one, ideally. So if you're really seeking like for a life mate, you can book a free consultation with me. The consultation is absolutely free and non-binding. We can go through your special criteria, your expectations, your past experiences. And we can both find out if our service would be a good fit for you or not. As mentioned, this is totally unbinding. You don't lose anything by booking this consultation. But please, if you book the consultation, I expect at least that you're really looking for a foreign wife. Yes, because you know, I have many consultations to give on a daily basis, and what we are about here, helping single men that are seriously seeking a Latin wife, finding a Latin wife that suits their criteria, like the ideal Latin wife for them. That's what we are about here since 2011. And yeah, we're doing very well. We have a very high demand. And if you're interested, you can click the link below in this description and contact me and book the consultation with me. Okay? So, see you.